Researchers at the Schott Foundation looked at state math and English scores at 500 middle schools from the 2010 school year. They found students in the wealthier districts of Manhattan and Northeast Queens almost always have access to top-scoring middle schools. But in five districts, which include Harlem, the Bronx, and Bedford-Stuyvesant, there are no top-scoring schools at all. The report's author, Michael Holtzman, calls this an embarrassment to the city.
What we have is a situation where children who are most in need of what New York City public education can offer them are the least likely to be able to have access to it.
The Bloomberg administration argues that it spent the past decade providing more and better choices by opening hundreds of new schools and privately managed charter schools. A Department of Education spokesman also says the achievement gap is narrowing and that Black and Hispanic students are graduating at higher levels. The Schott report did not look at charters. It did include data showing how wealthier districts get more experienced teachers. They also send more of their students to specialized high schools and to gifted and talented programs. The Schott Foundation is calling on the city to expand both tutoring and test prep to level the playing field. The city says it's always trying to recruit more teachers for struggling schools, and it's changing the gifted and talented test next year, but says it would be difficult to give test prep to all preschoolers. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.